Black Apple unit, you are readable.
1 Baker 12 and Baker 53 are at exposition and stable.
Copy. Any units that can clear and start for an unknown problem, 1690 South Moline Street. 1690 South Moline Street. We have a report of an unknown problem with three people dragging a person into an unknown description vehicle and last seen northbound on the street. Any outside agencies that can assist?
937 for an updated revision of something.
161, I'm around. I can head up that way.
Copy, thank you. I have no further. If you could at least check the area for us, I have no further information. 1690 South Moline Street. 100 blocks from Moline is 11500.
Denver Radio, the Denver Attack 37, go ahead with your update.
Updated version, suspect in all black, black tactical vest, black tactical helmet, all salva, gas mask, full tactical gear, at least one handgun, possible shotgun, possible one other long gun.
316, okay, unit sent by for a tower. 315 and 314 for a shooting at Century Theaters, 14300 East Alameda Avenue. They're saying somebody's shooting in the auditorium. Units responding to the shooting, switch to or remain on channel 2, channels back to normal. 315 and 314, there is at least one person that's been shot, but they're saying there's hundreds of people just running around.
Lincoln 25, send me a whole bunch of available cars to all three districts.
Copy, all available units respond to the theater. 316, okay.
Cruiser 11, I'll be out.
Cruiser 11, copy, on scene.
213, you're out.
Last unit on scene.
213, you're out.
213, okay.
323, empty as well.
All units, we're going to patch the channel for the shooting. All officers respond to the shooting. 14300 East Alameda Avenue.
Cruiser 11, I'll be out on the east side.
Somebody is still shooting inside theater number 9, current employee.
Lincoln 25, give me cops on the back side of it also.
514, I need an ambulance at Expo and Sable. I need an ambulance at Expo and Sable.
514, copy.
Cruiser 25, I'm going to be out on foot on the Sable side of the theaters.
Cruiser 25, okay. And last unit, reference to semi-automatic. Try it again, you didn't come across.
King 6, I'm out.
King 6, okay.
316, I got people saying Theater 9 still.
Yeah, all of our RPs are saying Theater 9, where Batman was playing.
I'm not sure if that's where Batman was playing.
That's where they're saying it happened, Theater 9, where Batman was playing, but another RP is saying they're still shooting.
100%, I'm just... 216, 216.
216? 453, I have a party shot here, I need rescue hot.
453, exactly where are you?
In front of theater.
In front of the theater.
16, give me some more cars inside of the theater, in front of Theater 9.
Need more cars inside, in front of Theater 9.
316, be advised. I think somebody's spraying some gas over here, too.
316, I can copy.
316, somebody's spraying gas in here, too.
Copy, somebody's spraying gas.
316, I need a rescue in here hot, too. I got a guy shot.
And inside of Theater 9?
Just outside of Theater 9.
Copy, just outside of Theater 9.
316, send me another available officer in here.
Need more officers inside at Theater 9.
11, we got the back covered and the south side covered.
King 6, we got another person outside shot in the leg, a female. I got people running out of the theater. They're shot in room 9.
Copy, we'll let rescue know. They'll start more people.
318, we also have another victim on the north side of the theater in the parking lot.
Copy, north side in the parking lot.
Do we have gas masks available?
Any gas masks in 9? I can't get in at 9.
Any units that can bring gas masks to Theater 9? Again, we need gas masks.
Lincoln 25, I'm being told that he's in Theater 9. From what I'm smelling inside, I can... It sounds like it's OC maybe, too.
Get us some damn gas masks for Theater 9. We can't get in it.
We're letting rescue know as well.
69 guys on the east side of block. East side. I need officers on the east side of block it.
302, I got an NML shot. I need rescue right in front of the theaters by Dillard's, right off the main road.
Copy, in front of Dillard's.
Cruiser 26, are we staging rescue someplace so I can take some of these signals?
We'll find where they're going to be.
14, we have a party in the car shot. Plate 240, John Zebra, Ida, it's Kia, white Kia.
Okay, copy, there's another victim in a white Kia. Where is that vehicle at?
Lincoln 25, I need rescue to stage in the... west parking lot, I need at least 3 or 4 ambulances brought in here. Everybody can stage in the west parking lot by the
16 Adam, I need a marked car behind the theater, Sable side, got a suspect in a gas mask.
209.
209, okay, and we need cars south side, suspect in a gas mask.
Have they doing the white car you're by?
26, I'll have rescue on the north side of the
453, I have 3 party shot over here. Okay, where's rest going to be?
Just on the north side, I've got 2 victims up here with me right now.
one I shot in the face.
Theater 11, hold the air 1 second. Cars with that white car in the rear of the lot, is that a suspect?
Yes, we've got rifles, gas masks. He's detained right now. I've got an open door going into the theater.
Okay, hold that position. Hold your suspect.
Yo, yo.
Great, Cruiser 49. All cars coming in, set up a perimeter around the entire mall. Set up a perimeter around the entire mall. All cars do not need to go into the movie theater.
Copy. Units responding in. Just set up the perimeter around the entire mall.
And Cruiser 26, bring all the victims that have been shot to the north end of the theater.
Copy. All the victims need to be taken to the north end of the theater.
Cruiser 25, you need to break in. I've got two victims on the east side, north side of the theater. I need an ambulance here quick.
Okay, we'll let them know you're on the east, north side of the theater.
We need to start putting them in cars and shuttle them out to that west end.
210, I got one immobile on the east side. I can't get the rest. You shot twice in the back.
Copy. We'll let them know west side.
East side.
East side, copy.
201, Adam, I need one ambulance, a Sable and center point. I have a victim out here with the road crew.
Copy. We'll get you an ambulance there.
Hold the air. Make an entry at 9.
We need rescue inside the auditorium. Multiple victims.
Copy.
321, I'm on the southeast corner on the exit.
I need more cars on the east end with me, please.
Lincoln 25, let me have the air here a little bit.
Lincoln 25, I need rescue to stage in the Dillard's lot. I need as many ambulances as we can to the Dillard's lot.
Copy. We'll have them stage at the Dillard's lot and send as many ambulances as possible.
I want my fire trucks there also, and I'll start bringing them in to triage people and get them out. I just need them to get ready and get litters to the front of Century 16, and we'll start getting people out.
Lincoln 25, copy.
302, I'm taking one male to the hospital in my car.
302, Adam, okay.
16, I got 7 down in Theater 9. 7 down.
Copy. We'll notify fire. 7 down in Theater 9.
Get me some officers in 9 so we can get the movable victims out.
Need more units in Theater 9.
620, I'm with fire now. Let me know when you're ready for them to come in.
Lincoln 25, start me Denver cars this way, too. I need more help.
We'll start Denver cars.
321, one of the shooters might be wearing a white and blue plaid shirt.
Copy, outstanding shooter possibly wearing a white and blue plaid shirt.
I've got a child victim. I need rescue at the back door of Theater 9 now.
Back door of Theater 9, we'll start him.
Great Cruiser 49, I need a car at Sable.
Copy, need a unit to respond to Sable as well.
Great Cruiser, we're on a correction. I need a car at Exposition and Abilene. Exposition and Abilene.
Lincoln 25, unpatch channel 2 and channel 3. Channel 2 will be inside, channel 3 will be outside.
All units, we're unpatching channel 2 and channel 3. Channel 3 will be for all outside units. Channel 2 is inside units.
Lincoln 41 on channel 3.
Lincoln 41, go ahead.
Yeah, would you make this a mutual aid, notify Arapahoe County? We'd like some cars for a perimeter around the scene.
You bet. I've got Denver coming in emergent. You want me to start Arapahoe County then as well?
Yeah, so we get the situation under control. Tell them right now we need a perimeter. Sable, Exposition, Abilene, and Alameda.
Rescue into that old Sports Authority lot. We can evacuate some of these victims there.
Dispatch, give me some ambulances on Sable. I want ambulances on Dillard's lot.
Copy, I'll let him know. Sable and Dillard's lot.
Suspect saying he's the only one, but I'm getting conflicting suspect descriptions from the witnesses out here.
Cruiser 11.
Cruiser 11. Cruiser 11, go ahead.
Inside of the theater is secure. We're bringing out bodies now. Get someone to the back as soon as you can. Rescue personnel. I got at least 3 to 7 hits.
Copy, we'll get them to the back of Theater 9 as soon as we can.
Cruiser 26, this is M4. We got a team in the theaters on the north side.
Lincoln 25, I've got one ambulance here. Where are my ambulances at?
Here.
We have ambulances stationed at the northwest corner of the theater. Again, ambulances should be northwest corner of the theater.
City, the Century 16. I want them on Sable and I want them in the Dillard's lot. They're going to have to come in off of Alameda.
Okay, I'm
EMS personnel in the metro area right now. Lincoln 25 to the guys in Cruiser 10. I need a medical crew in 9. I've got one victim eviscerated.
Don't worry about the emergency. Keep me a can't counselor.
Copy.
17 dispatch. We're going to evacuate all we can out of 9 to the east side.
Copy. You're evacuating out of Theater 9.
Give me some ambulances to the back of the theater or the Sports Authority, Old Sports Authority lot.
Old Sports Authority parking lot. Copy. I'll let him know.
Lincoln 15 to Lincoln 20. More resources coming in here.
Thank you.
Are you in Theater 9?
Yes.
And is that where the majority of it is? We're clearing all the rest of the theaters now.
Victor 42 and Theater 9. I need somebody to shut this movie off at 9. Have them shut the movie off at 9.
All right, I'll work on it.
Lincoln 25, get everybody on this.
It's an assault rifle. We have a magazine down inside, so everybody watch out for the assault rifle.
Metro 10, Lincoln 25. Do I have permission to start taking some of these victims via car? I got a whole bunch of people shot out here. No rescue.
Yes, load them up. Get them in cars. Get them out of here. We have one. We cannot move in Theater 9. Get an ambulance crew in here as soon as they're available.
A notified rescue. Can you just tell me what hospitals you're taking them to so we can give them a heads up?
Lincoln 25, just notify all the hospitals. We got people coming in.
Copy.
To start at the perimeter to the south of the location, which will be Abilene and Exposition, Fable and Exposition. Then I'm going to need a car from that point to take a location to the north at Abilene and Alameda.
Yeah, I'm clear.
Okay, post on the hallway. Better want anybody coming up we might have missed.
Repeat, if they are mobile, get them outside. We have a few that are not mobile. We need a rescue crew in here right away.
Copy, I'll tell them again.
Metro 11, route one patient south.
Metro 11, copy, one patient south.
Join officers at the exit from the theater to be assistance of the car so we can check people leaving, checking for injured parties, checking for parties that might be on. I'd like to have two cars at every point at those locations.
Cruiser 29, okay.
Cruiser 25, the next ambulances come in. I'm going to direct them down to the east side of the theater.
We need rescue or we need more patrol cars. Back to the seaside. We're just going to take these people. Expedition, get down here.
Denver.
Rifle. Going to be 5.56 caliber. Sorry.
Officer, do you need rescue as well?
No.
Cruiser 49, I'm already identifying parties who saw the entire thing as it unfolded. So cars, continue to stop people and ask questions as to what they saw.
We get out southbound, where are you in?
Yes, I went out the farthest south entrance, and now I'm going down Exposition to Abilene. It's all open.
All right. Cruiser 6 is taking two more victims.
Guy's been shot in the neck.
Has anybody been upstairs in this theater? Yes.
They're working on it now.
Do we have bodies upstairs, or we're planning on doing that?
We're clearing it now.
Okay.
67,
I need somebody to 9, so we're moving 5, ambulance by police cars. I still need some ambulance over here.
Copy, I'll let him know.
Lincoln 25, everybody inside, realize that behind the screens, those are open venues, so you need to check behind those screens also.
60, get a hold of Denver or ambulance and have them roll on it.
Let Aurora South know that Cruiser 6 is en route, one critical, one semi-critical.
Okay, and we do have truck 2 en route to Theater 9, and medical personnel is en route to Theater 9 now.
I need any available patrol car back here or an ambulance.
Lincoln 41.
Lincoln 41.
We need rescue to move up to the rear of the theater. We have officers there. We're requesting they come immediately for multiple victims. Advise rescue that the officers will be there for security. That's the best we can do at this point.
But they need to sound the screens because there's recesses behind them. They're huge.
And we've got 5 possible employees in here. We're searching them now.
This is Denver Radio, Blue Southeast. Do I have any Denver cars on Blue Southeast now?
312. Denver Jack 21.
Clear. Break. Dispatch to Aurora. Denver Radio to Aurora Radio on Blue Southeast.
Aurora Radio.
Clear. We have our cars switched over to Blue Southeast now.
Copy.
73 on Blue Southeast.
Copy, Denver 673 and the other Denver units. Metro 16, checking your status. We have an emergency key.
He's fine. We're evacuating victims.
Copy.
Cruiser 11, anybody with a free car, we can use them behind the theater transport.
Sergeant Redford, I'm coming back. Do you need me to come back for more?
Come back for more. I got two here that need treated right away.
All right, I'm getting there.
We've sent everyone to south. I think we need to start taking people to university.
Copy, units. Just start transporting to university now. We do have more ambulance from out of the city coming in, too.
If we can get behind the east side of the theater so we can stop taking patrol cars.
Copy, I'll let him know.
Officers on foot around front, watch out. We're leaving quickly with victims.
Thanks, Grace. Literally, we're going to have to get her down.
Denver 320 and 324.
Denver 222.
Denver 231 and 212.
Denver 234, 232, and 224.
Denver 230, 210, 310, 054, 317, 328, 324, 322, 231, 312, 234, 232, and 224.
834.
13
route.
876.
Denver
8776.
Denver Yankee
33
and Denver Yankee 35. We're coming
code 6. Now 102. Denver
354.
Denver 310, where is their command post?
Denver to Aurora. Confirm the location of your command post.
To all units responding to assist Aurora, command post will be directly north of the theater. Again, the theater address is 14300 East Alameda Avenue. It'll be just southeast of Interstate 225 and East Alameda Avenue, southeast of the Aurora Mall.
Copy. You still have a lot of people shot on the east side. Need cars there.
All right, I'm rolling in now. All right, we're getting ready.
Cruiser 45, I'm
help me out there too.
Cruiser 45, okay.
All right, for the guys still in Theater 9, I'm working on the backboard right now for that female.
Aurora First now, searching inside of the Moon Theater as we speak.
Yeah, 230, let's get officers at the parking lot exits. They want everybody in the parking lot held in here for right now. And they are currently searching in the inside. They're going to give us an update in just a second.
Tac 16, sorry, Tac 21, Denver Tac 21. One of the construction workers said somebody just came poking out of the parking lot. Male, red backpack is all they saw. I was headed towards Alameda.
Oh, Baker 81, I'm on Alameda right now.
In Baker 81, we have an RP advisor, a male dressed in black with a black backpack going to the northeast.
Copy, all units on Blue Southeast. Denver TAC 21 stating a male with a red backpack and another one possibly in black clothing headed towards the Alameda.
Hey, 230, just a little bit more. Aurora officer is going to give you a little bit more of an update right here.
Okay, suspect is going to be a male, unknown race, black camo type outfit, believed to be wearing a vest, gas mask, and multiple long guns.
Copy. All units responding to the theater. Suspect is male, unknown race, black camo outfit, possible vest, gas mask, and multiple long guns.
One really critical.
Copy.
Hey, we're at 104.
Denver 673, code 6.
Denver 673, code 6105.
This is staging for this.
Transport at the back of 9 right now.
Need another car for transport behind Theater 9.
And there's one more critical en route to University with Gomez from traffic. Come here.
Good 49 dispatch.
49.
Okay, I'm assuming we're waking up everybody, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
25 East Alameda Avenue, southeast of the Aurora Mall. Lieutenant, fire chief has been notified.
Okay, thank you. And for now, the command is in front of the theater.
I'll be command in front of the theater now. Metro 10, okay. And it's going to back clear. List to James Holmes.
Broomfield 341, 91, and 51 are en route as well.
Copy, Broomfield. Copy, two more critical to University.
Theo, I got Inglewood on scene. Where do you want them?
All right, we got enough people on foot. Let's get some police cars back here on the east side so we can get victims transported. Got enough people on foot. Get your cars back over here.
Lincoln 25, I'll assume command of this. Lincoln 25, if we've got Inglewood cars here, I need them to start segregating people in the front of the store.
Copy, Inglewood needs to start segregating people in front of the store.
I want no cars leaving this lot. I want this lot locked down. No cars leaving.
514 to radio. I'm at Expo and Stable. I have Denver, Inglewood, Littleton, and Arapaho here. As of right now, I'm going to send them to the east side of the theaters to help transport victims unless told otherwise.
Lincoln 25 negative. I want all of the Inglewood, Denver, and people to stage in the Dillard's lot and start moving towards the front of Century 16. I need them to start segregating people.
Copy. Have them stage in the Dillard's lot to congregate and start moving towards the theaters. Deliver Rival University.
Copy. Denver TAC 37, I could not hear you over your sirens.
University.
2-2 and Route 2 to University Critical.
302, okay. Team 3.
Yeah, I got parents showing up saying they have kids involved that are being transported. Do we have a list of knowing where to direct them to what hospital?
Sir, unfortunately, no. We're using any available hospital at this point.
Okay. I'm going to free up some officers inside. Is there a person outside they can rally with to start figuring out how to interview people?
Lincoln 25, do you want all available PD to meet you at the Dillard's lot?
I want all available PD cars to stage in the Dillard's lot. I can't have a whole bunch of people parking around. Everybody stage in the Dillard's lot, and I want all those ever agencies just to come to the front of the store so we can start segregating people.
Copy. Any available units that are not doing transports, you can stage in the Dillard's lot.
Cruiser 25, I'll be out front with the Denver and Inglewood guys. We're going to be moving to the front of the Century Theater.
Cruiser 10 on services.
Services is patched.
All right, just get CSI over here when they get a chance.
Copy.
Yankee 46, where do you need me?
Go to the Dillard slot, that's where everybody's staging.
Metro 10, I'm sending another victim with the other CSI truck.
For the fact, only.
Copy.
For 161, I'm in route. I can head up that way.
Copy, thank you. I have no further. If you could at least check the area for us.
Command post should be at the Dillard's, on your side of the Dillard's, in the parking lot.
25, they changed that. Command post is on the south side of the theaters, inside the parking lot.
Copy. The command post is on the south side of the theaters, in the parking lot.
Staging, go ahead.
The south east. They're probably on the patch channel.
Yes, ma'am, that's affirmative.
Well, code 4, I've eyeballed some of them.
I
just need to get
touch
with one or some of them and give me a call.
Copy that.
Buses being
released.
Copy, Aurora Cruiser 49. Break. Aurora dispatch to any MCU unit. Code 2, Cruiser 49 ASAP. Code 2, Cruiser 49 ASAP.
I'll find it.
Okay, now I'm SWAT 1. The guys on Paris on SWAT 1 need a bomb dog there.
Let them know that Arapahoe County is working on that for them.
Okay, will do.
Can anyone advise where a pregnant woman was transported to that was out in front of the hospital? I have relatives here looking for.
Command, fire dispatch. Any officer that might have transported a pregnant female, do you know where you can get to this?
Metro 11.
Medical. Metro 11. Sorry, sir, you can disregard.
I heard the last part of that about a pregnant female.
Affirm, did you take her to AIP? Do you know what hospital she might have gone to?
I took her to South and her husband to South, and they're the ones that were missing like a 9-year-old child at the theater still.
Okay, last name Madley, correct?
I could not tell you that, sir. One, she was shot in the face and shot in the chest.
Thank you.
203.
203.
Gunshot wound just walked into AIP.
Copy, another walk into AIP.
Metro 10, I'm clear. I'm keeping count.
In Metro 11, that's a count of 20 here at the university right now. 20 patients.
Stand by. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and send the van there. I'll let the workers over here know they're coming down.
Core dispatch to Denver dispatch.
It was called out the drive. Driver was contacted. We can try to follow up and give me an ETA. Radio square.
Denver 353.
Traffic, we transported three.
Oh, we did the same.
Copy. I'll check.
305 to Lincoln 35.
So, if you want to go ahead with your numbers, I'll copy them down.
27 dispatch.
Chris, 27.
Gunpoint at Ellsworth Diamond inside the mall.
Command, go.
All right.
Mark
Mark, I hate to bother you with this, but have we set up, set up a PIO staging area?
North end of the mall by the escalators. North end of the mall by the escalators, first level.
None in visual sight. Let me, it looks like they're about to do something, but let me see if I can figure that out for you. Okay, no hurry, just let me know.
Until parties at gunpoint are okay.
He's probably the floor cleaner.
The command post is the south side of the theater, if that helps at all.
Yeah,
and
the
at least five marked units at the gateway to help triage the individuals that are trying to
inspection command. I was in a simple state, so you might do that last week.
Sir, I was just the command post is on the south side of the theater, and the media is supposed to go to the other lot at dawn.
Copy, thanks. 2-3, did you copy that?
Wilson King 3 to Denver TAC 8.
That's all we're talking about. Go ahead, repeat.
Yeah, you guys have some dispatchers.
Is supposed to go up to the upper parking lot by Dillard's.
No, I don't have a team that's on the
copy. That is where we are, but I don't want to
talk to
that. I don't want there to be a crossfire situation. So if somebody can walk this guy out to an entrance, we can meet him out there.
Alright, just to confirm, we are on the second floor, and we're at Sears, I believe, being on the north side of the mall.
Based on Sears is north side of the mall. Only one unit available to assist with this incident. Do you want them at Gateway, or do you want them at the scene?
First floor, we can move down to the first floor, whatever you would decide.
Standby. In Denver Metro 2, I'm pretty sure they're passing running the outside of the Aurora Mardi, Arapahoe County, doing the inside work contact with each other. I don't need anybody else responding to that.
So tell me your names real quick.
I'm Trey DeJounte.
Okay, say your last names for me real quick.
Freeman Harris.
Okay, what did you guys see?
Well, I saw a man walk through the exit. He walked in through the exit door with wearing all black. It looked like he had a gas mask on.
A bulletproof vest.
And he threw one gas, like one tear gas thing.
And landed in the road, like right in front of us. Hit the girl right in front of us. Then it exploded.
Then he threw another one.
Yeah.
And I don't know where that went. I think that went to the right of us.
And did you see him starting to shoot people at that point?
Yeah, well, he waited.
Air.
Yeah, he actually waited. He looked so calm when he did it. It was, like, scary. He waited for the bombs both to explode before he did anything, before he even made any type of move. Then after both of them exploded, that's when he began to shoot.
The first shot was in the air. Then after that, he He started shooting towards.
He didn't. Yeah, no specific target. He just started letting loose.
Like, what kind of gun? What kind of gun did he have?
It looked like a handgun. I couldn't tell really.
Yeah, all we know, it was like really loud. He was all black, like, and everything like kind of blended in with him. But it was a pretty big gun. It was really loud.
Did he say anything before he started doing this?
He didn't say a word. Not a word. Entire song.
So he came in through the exit door of the theater.
The emergency exit door. Like, he came in from the outside of it.
And what were people doing at that point?
People. When he first opened the door, no one knew how to react.
We just looked at him.
We all stared at him.
We thought it was part of the movie, honestly. Everybody thought it was part of the show. Like, it was a show.
And he stared back, and no one knew how to react. And then, even when he threw the first tear bomb, nobody really reacted until they exploded. Then everyone dropped to the ground and couldn't breathe, couldn't see, and everyone's noses, faces started.
And what were you guys thinking at that point?
I need to get out of here. I don't want to get shot.
Honestly, I thought I was going to get shot. Like, I thought there was no way in the world I was going to get out of there without getting shot.
And I felt a splatter on my back, and I didn't feel anything, but maybe somebody else had got hit behind me, but it was just water or something.
Yeah, we're just really thankful that nothing happened to us.
What do you think about all of this?
This is ridiculous, man. Like, We really want to know what was the point of it. There's no sense to it. We have no idea what to make of it. He's shooting little kids. He's shooting adults. He's shooting our friends that we went to school with.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, sad. It's really sad.
Did you see anybody dead in the theater?
No.
We didn't see anyone dead because we were on the ground ourselves. And then by the time we couldn't breathe and we were choked up, we had to get up and run. But we saw people outside the theater covered, faces covered in blood, backs covered in blood. And it was a terrible sight to see.
We basically grew up going to that theater.
Exactly.
And now, it's just out of control.
Yeah,
now.
We never even heard or seen anything.
So you don't know who this guy was, and he didn't say anything?
No. He didn't say a word, nothing. Nothing. We don't know anything about him.
Okay, I'm going to get you guys with my regular news camera. I'm going to stop this at this point, and I'll try to get more from you later.
It was 15 and 20 minutes into the movie. I've been hearing stuff, but people saying like there was an action scene going on when the shooting happened. There was no action scene. It was just Alfred talking to Bruce Wayne, and right towards that middle of that conversation, like, you just see like on the screens right here, the bright side of the door, the exit door opens up, and then something comes up flying up to the air. Then it hits people like sitting down. And at first we thought it was part of the show, because, you know, we thought people were just trying to hype people up that it's the new Batman movie, you know, throwing stuff, because in the shadows it looked like it could have been a bat, like a toy bat or whatever. And then from there, right when that happened, there was an explosion and then smoke was coming out and then a weird smell was up in the
air. And how many rows is that away from you?
Like 3 or 4 rows down.
And then seconds later, you start hearing the gunshots?
Seconds later, I was hearing fireworks. Like, it was a bam-bam. And I thought it was just fireworks part of the show. Maybe someone pulling a prank. But then I definitely did not think that once the guy next to me actually got shot.
The guy next to you was
the
shot?
The guy next to me got shot.
You told me he was there with his two daughters?
He was there with his two daughters, yes. He was just watching the movie. And then we were all just watching, looking at the guy. And then it was a shock. You see, like, the guy actually got shot, like, blood splattered right here, and it was just crazy. Like, out of pure instinct, I didn't know what to do, but somehow I grabbed my little sister. I grabbed her, then we just go down on the ground, hiding below the chairs, and the guy's just standing right by the exit, just firing away. He's not aiming at a specific person. He's just aiming everywhere, trying to hit as many people as he can.
Was he saying anything?
He was not saying anything at all. He was completely quiet. He was just firing while everyone was, like, jumping over seats, crawling away, just trying to escape, you know, just trying to survive, like, the horrific event that was happening.
And the movie keeps playing, as far as you can tell?
And you've got, now your guest all ready to talk about the experience that went through his mind last night.
Yeah, this is Corbin Dayton. Thank you for taking the time. We spoke with your friend Jennifer a little bit ago, and she told us your experience. So you were with her in that second row in Theater 9 where the shooting took place.
Yes, so we were sitting right together, 5 feet, both of us away from the person who committed what happened today.
Mm. Now, for those at home, I want you to try and just imagine the scenario here. You came out to see a movie, you were very excited about it, and at what point do you realize something's up?
The point that I realized when I came before my friend, I was sitting down getting a seat for her when she gets here. I noticed a person who came into the theater and sat to the very front row of us, to the very corner, to the very right. And it seemed like he got a phone call, and he went and took his phone call towards the emergency exit. Most people take their phone call towards the lobby. so it seemed like he was holding his door open with his foot, and when I looked at the what he was doing, his gestures was looking like he was trying to find somebody or trying to signal somebody to come this way. And then my friend came, I went to bring her into the theater, the door was closed, and about 15 to 20 minutes into the movie, the door swings back open, a guy walks in dressed all in black, helmet, gas mask, black armor, suit, everything, and I noticed something went off behind me. I wasn't sure if he threw it or if somebody behind me threw it into the audience behind me, but it was a gas canister. It got harder to breathe, and less than 2 seconds of it going off, the gunshots started happening.
Now, Jennifer described having the gun pointed at her. Yeah. Were you right next to her at that point?
Nope. As soon as the gas cans went off, I immediately hit the floor, and I wasn't there to see the gun being pointed at her.
So you heard a lot of commotion.
Yes.
What did you end up seeing when it came time to leave? First of all, how'd you get out? And then what did you see along the way?
The people ahead of me got down to the floor as well, and I was trying to help guide them out to try to steadily crawl your way out. Try not to make as many noises so that the person who was shooting wouldn't get as much attention from us, and we wouldn't have to hope for the worst.
We don't know why, and everybody wants to know why, including those who are over at Gateway High School. And that's where Matt Fleener is right now.
Yeah, hi, Kyle. As we focus up our camera here, we just were joined by two people who were actually inside Theater 9 where the main shooting took place. I'm joined by Fasil Iyayu and Evan Morrison. And gentlemen, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Can you just tell me what you saw and what you heard?
We were just watching the movie. It was about 15 minutes into it, and as we were doing that, someone completely dressed in black started walking from the bottom emergency exit on the right, and we saw something getting thrown from the back of the theater, and then from his side, something looked like a canister, and it went off, the popping noises and tear gas, and then he started shooting.
So you said you saw something come from the back of the theater as well, and then the front as well?
Yeah, they both were thrown. They popped one after the other, and after they did, he started shooting.
Okay. Tell me what else you saw.
Same thing. I mean, I saw the first thing come from the middle. It appeared to be an unidentified object, but you could see gas coming out of it, so we can tell. Then people got up, and they started screaming, and so we thought somebody was just hurt from the thing landing on them. And then immediately saw a man come from the right bottom exit, and then he just pointed the gun in our direction, or towards the middle upper level of the theater, and then started shooting, and we ducked.
It's just now almost 5:30, dawn is breaking. How do you make sense of what's happened over the past four and a half hours here?
We don't know. We have ideas. From what we saw, he wasn't alone.